So we're now in the main living area, which is, as you can see, quite large and it's got some beautiful views looking at some of the beautiful buildings of Liverpool, including the two cathedrals. You can just see there to the front the Anglican Cathedral, and slightly over to the left you can see the Catholic Cathedral, or known locally as Paddy's Wigwam.
Patrick McGuinness from the construction firm Braidwater is among the new generation of Irish movers and shakers now making their mark in Liverpool.
There has been no new house building in Liverpool for many years until just the last 3 or 4 years. We have built several hundred homes since coming to Liverpool, and we have a pipeline of probably another 400 or 500 homes.
That's a development called Central Village. Very interesting because it's a hidden area in a railway cutting.
And it was Jenny Douglas is the planning director at Liverpool Vision, the urban regeneration company responsible for the development of the city centre. Although there are no hard statistics to show the percentage of Irish people investing in the area, Jenny showed me on a 3D model the increase in their presence.
And a new water feature which will run along the length of the cutting.
So we're in the central library and we are standing in front of this really impressive model of Liverpool City. There's a lot of light coloured buildings, and then there's quite a vast number of cream buildings, and I'm guessing that the cream buildings are the new developments.
That's right, we want to highlight the extent of development activity that's taking place.
And can you show me where the pockets of Irish development are?
That's a development called Central Village. Very interesting because it's a hidden area in a railway cutting. The bulk of the smaller scale investment, if you like, has tended to focus in the ropewalks area, which is just alongside the retail area and adjacent to the waterfront. And that's an area of old warehousing. A large part of it is in the World Heritage Site. And there's been quite a few schemes done there by developers like Pierce and Braidwater, residential schemes, perhaps with commercial uses on the ground floor. But more recently, we've had these larger flagship developments coming forward, funded by Irish investors. We talked about Central Village. A very important scheme is the Met Quarter, which was actually developed and then sold to an Irish investment company.
If you look in Liverpool's past, Liverpool's history, you've always had the notion of the poor paddy, and in part Liverpool's problems, what set it apart has been the fact that it's had such an influx of people from Ireland who came into the casual end of the labour market, brought with them, great talents, but also great demands and so on, and on the social resources of the city, and that it was held that what used to hold Liverpool back, in fact, was the difficulty of dealing with such a deprived population, with overwhelmingly an Irish presence.
Professor John Beltram is Pro Vice Chancellor at Liverpool University and author of Irish, Catholic and Scouse. He says the Irish are no longer poor and now have the spending power which is benefiting the new Liverpool.
And all this has changed completely now, in the sense that as Liverpool transforms itself into Liverpool and becomes the great leisure and retail destination, who's got the retail opportunities, who's got the leisure opportunities? It's the Euro-rich Irish. Liverpool is a place you come for conspicuous pleasure and consumption.
Where have you come over from?
Dublin.
And what are you here for?
A hens weekend.
So how many of you are here?
12.
And what are you planning to do?
Go mad.
We're just coming over to see Everton. We come over, you know, 5, 6, 7 times a season. Drink and food is a lot cheaper than it is in Dublin. Even when you convert the rate over, you're still saving probably the equivalent of about €2 per pint.
There's a new breed, really, and obviously everybody's heard of the Celtic Tiger. They're very mobile. They are akin to taking risks. In particular in Liverpool, some of the hotels that you would go to for a coffee during the daytime for a meeting, there could be tables and tables and tables full of Irish businessmen doing deals of all sorts, not just property deals, but general commercial deals.
Recently, certainly since 2004, when there was a big focus on Liverpool, we got a lot of people from the South East, a lot of people from the West Midlands interested. What is this place, Liverpool?
Phil Furlong from the Venmore Group, Liverpool's oldest estate agency.
All of a sudden, it's in focus, so they come to have a look. The Irish knew this already. And what you got then was the savvy Irish. The Irish with money came over, And they're pretty good. I mean, the Irish have always been good at land banking. So that savvy money came from the south, particularly Dublin and Cork, and from the north, especially Derry and Belfast.
What kind of proportion of the building work here would you say was Irish-owned?
Irish-owned is probably about 20%.
Phil has also seen proof of what John Beltram from Liverpool University was referring to as the Euro-rich Irish, who come here for conspicuous pleasure and consumption.
We're auctioneers, and at one auction we were selling a property in Anfield Road, right next to the ground. It went on the market at the auction and the bidding went, and my partner and I were sitting at each other and looking at each other and saying, what have we missed here? There must be gold in the cellar or something. The bidding was going on and on. And eventually the hammer came down and two lads came to sign the contracts, both Irish lads, and they were bidding against another Irish chap. And we wondered, you know, what he saw in the property, and of course then we realised when he told us it had two parking spaces for the match.
He's bought the house for the drive so that he can park his car to go and see Liverpool FC play.
Absolutely. It was actually one drive and one on-street parking, yeah, so that was more valuable to him.
John Beltram says that instead of hindering Liverpool, the Irish are now part of its key to success and a major player in its renaissance.
As perceptions of the Irish change, I think perceptions of Liverpool will change. A lot of the stigma, if you like, which was applied to Liverpool, stemmed from people's perceptions of it having this large Celtic presence, this large Irish presence, and furthermore, this presence of the Irish who were, say, the least mobile of the Irish. As we're beginning to see now that Ireland is becoming, you know, so much more adventurous, so much more entrepreneurial, so much more successful than Britain, so people might say, oh, well, the part of Britain which is the most Irish, i.e. Liverpool, really is leading the way, so that rather than Liverpool being perceived as shock city or the problem of Britain, might actually turn out to be the role model for a successful future for Britain.
John Beltram having a heart-to-heart with our reporter, Stephanie Power.